Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The first baseman, Randy Bush. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Nieto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Les Straker. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hinzo strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gagne takes first base on ball four. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti bunts towards the mound. Yett fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. One out. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Hinzo reaches third base with a triple. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Hall reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Puckett moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Jacoby applying the tag. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive towards short. Franco catches it and throws to first to double up Gaetti. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Clark reaches second base with a double. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bush scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Hinzo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hinzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hinzo hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto is 0-for-1 in the game. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Lombardozzi moves to second. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Straker. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gagne hits a pop-up into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hinzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nieto is 0-for-2 in the game. Nieto hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing left field. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.